half of the hour, the Doug Stampin Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, and Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us today. He is going to help us ferret our way through food. First, I want to say hi to Ann Rydell, Bill Williamson,
hi,
Ernie Justice, Toby Trowbridge, Carolyn Johnson, Gertrude Hodges. Hi, Gertrude.
Hey, Gertrude.
Allie Childs, Franklin Walker, Shirley Hunter, Hubert Jennings, Mildred Warren, Fred Ebeling, Ricky Bishop, Sergeant Claude Franks, Bob Wallace. I learned this from a guy named Salty Brine, who used to frequently...
Salty Brine.
He did a morning program in Providence for years. He was, his real name was, last name was B-R-I-N, his name was Walter. And he was, he always wore one of those sailor's hats. You know how Captain, the Captain hat? When he went into the studio, he was Captain Brine, and then people didn't like that, so they started calling him Salty, because Brine, Salty go together, right? Louis, isn't that a cook kind of a thing? You cook with Salty Brine?
Sounds like food to me.
Yeah. So anyway, he used to talk about people, and he would say, hello, Marilyn. Well, how many different Marilyns are there that are listening at a particular time? So he was saying hello to Marilyn, and Marilyn, how many Marilyns that were listening at the time, they all thought he was talking to them. So I just ratcheted up one more by using last names. How many Joseph Rykens do you think are listening to the program right now? I know there's a Joseph Ryken who has listened to the program someplace. So Woody Hart. Hi, Woody. How's everything? Howard King is listening. Floyd Clark. Happy and healthy weekend to all of you. I just wanted to add a little life to our conversation here. And, Louis, I thought of you earlier today, and heaven knows why. We were telling the story of the mob boss, Anthony Big Cheese DeNuzio.
How about food again?
We want mob names, Louis, and since you're connected, we were hoping you could give them to us.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. There's a knock at the door right now. I think it's the FBI. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Louis, I want to talk about mushrooms. People call them shrooms. How many people cook with mushrooms? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
Heather's hand is up.
Yes,
I do. And Jennifer, Roberta, you cook with mushrooms, don't you?
I love shrooms.
Mushrooms. Yes. All right. So, mushrooms, heretofore, it is my thing. My son will not eat a mushroom because I used to cook everything for them in mushrooms. There was mushrooms in anything that I prepared, I always dumped mushrooms into it. And Brendan didn't like them to begin with. Now he has a real phobia. I guess I've created that. And Megan likes mushrooms. I like them. I haven't done them a lot. I was thinking last night, this is, how many people have these thoughts? I'm not a cook, and I don't pretend to be, and I don't spend a lot of time cooking food. I used most of the time Trader Joe's stuff if I'm home. And, you know, I eat a healthy breakfast. And that's about it. So I have long since quit making things. But I have a, somebody gave me a pizza, well, the makings of a pizza. But I've got the dough and a little tomato sauce on it. So I was thinking last night, I want to go get a couple of cans of mushrooms and maybe some ragu and put it on top of the crust and put the mushrooms on. I probably could make a fairly decent pizza that way, right? What else do I have to have, Louis?
A little bit of cheese.
Well, yeah, that's right. There's some cheese, but I put a little more cheese in it.
Basil, some oregano. You got to have oregano if you want to make a nice pizza.
All right, so I'm writing this down. Oregano, little cheese,
basil.
Some ragu or some kind of tomato sauce, basil, mushrooms, and we're all set, right?
And when it comes out of the oven, not when it's cooking, but once it's out, then you put fresh chopped garlic on it and let the steam off of the pizza release that beautiful garlic flavor.
Really? Garlic.
You don't want to cook it on there because then you end up with little burnt bits of garlic all over the place. You want it on there afterwards.
I'm kind of into broccoli on my pizzas these days, too. You might like that, Doug.
Yeah, broccoli, if it's cooked. I don't like broccoli.
It roasts, though, in the oven. It's good.
Yeah, but somehow or other, there's this brown whatever that gets on.
Oh, yeah, it gets black, but it's good.
Yeah, nah. I know, I want it cooked. And you can do that sort of afterwards, right? It's almost like the mushroom. You got to, well, help me understand how to take the dough. How long will it take to heat the dough? Do you put everything on the pizza and just throw it in and let it all cook? Or do you have to cook the pizza itself first before you put the things on top of it? The dough.
Well, first of all, you got to understand that pizza dough is different than bread dough in a sense that it has less leavening, and you only allow it to rise one time.
Mm.
And a smart thing to do with the pizza, and a lot of people do this now, is once you roll it out and you stretch it, take a fork and make some fork holes. You know, prick it all over the dough itself so that it doesn't get big, thick, and big bubbles all over the place while it's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your, rub it down with olive oil, get some nice olive oil on it, then put your sauce on it. And if you want it, you don't even need sauce. There's people that I know that can't take tomato sauce because of the acid for their stomach. And you can make a white pizza if you want at that point. You can throw ricotta cheese on it, smooth it out with some nice spinach, put your mushrooms on it, and make a nice pizza bianco, a nice white pizza. Or you do it with your sauce, put it over that, with the olive oil base, and then put your mushrooms and all the different ingredients you want to use, if it's sausage or any meats or your broccoli, then cover it with your cheese and put it in the oven. Make sure that oven's hot, though.
Hot. You got to make the oven hot.
When
you say hot,
at least
425 to 450?
Yes. Get it good and hot. And if you're cooking it on a baking pan, all right, make sure you oil the pan before you put your dough on it so it releases good. Or take a floor tile. Like a 17 by 17 inch floor tile, and put that in the oven while it's preheating, and then just take your pizza and put it right on that floor tile, that ceramic tile, right in the oven, and it cooks up nice and crisp that way. It mimics the marble kitchen, the marble base in a pizza oven.
Floor tile.
Oh yeah, it's the cheapest way of doing it. You can spend $15 to $20 for a pizza stone, or you can go to a home center and sometimes they'll even give you a tile and tell them that you're building a house and I need a floor tile for a sample, and they'll give you one. And use that, and it'll last for a couple of years. I've got one I've used forever.
Isn't that interesting? All right, so. All right, that's excellent advice. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with cooking advice for us. He is one of the renowned cooks in the Southeast, fixes a lot of restaurants, and he continues in the conversation with us here on Godin in just a matter of moments.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, when you go grocery shopping, you often have just two choices. You can go to the stores with the low prices, but the products are not that great. Or you can go to the stores with the healthy products, but the prices will send you through the roof. But there's a website called Vitacost.com, and they have natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins, and supplements, and they're all at up to 50% off. And orders over $49 ship absolutely free. So you could say you're getting whole food products at Walmart prices. Just think of it as Mominomics. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Chef Louis DeAngelis here. Rich is gone for a week down to Disneyland. 17 after the hour, Chef Louis will be talking to you about scams to avoid, food scams to stay away from, coming up in a few minutes. It was announced this week by McDonald's. I don't know, maybe it was the potato board that announced this, Louis, that McDonald's has become the largest purchaser of potatoes. In fact, between McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, some of the other restaurant chains that make French fries, one-tenth of the entire potato crop in the world is used by these fast food restaurants. Can you imagine? One-tenth of the entire potato crop. And the biggest beef purchasers, pork, potatoes, chicken, all into fast food restaurants. And you think about how many, sort of, I don't mean to sound prejudicial, but legitimate restaurants are there, would you say, in our country? Never mind the rest of the world. Does every city have a dozen or two dozen? What's the count? I mean, I guess the bigger the city, obviously. You go to New York, you find a good restaurant on every corner, and they're mostly all local mom-and-pop places, like Roberta's dad had a great Italian restaurant for years and years in New York, that kind of stuff. But when you think about the numbers of independent restaurants versus the number of these franchised fast food places, you'd think that because some of the things, I mean, you can go into any good restaurant and still get French fries, right? Good French fries.
Sure.
Do they cut them themselves? Do they buy them pre-cut? How is that usually done? And I guess I'm asking the question because I'm sort of surprised that would we attribute another 10% of the population of the potato world in regular legitimate restaurants here and there?
Well, you got places like Sysco that are food purveyors, and they buy the bulk of that 10% worth of potatoes. They cut them. They freeze them, they parboil them, they get them ready. And places like McDonald's, I mean, if you go into any restaurant nowadays, one of the first things you see is frozen, big 10-pound bags of frozen French fries ready for the fryer.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I change when I walk into a restaurant is I get them to make their own. Because, you know, a 10-pound bag of French fries, if it costs them $15, $18 from a food seller, okay, you can do that for $3 as a restaurant. Make them yourself and make them better.
Cut them up.
And that's one of the food costs.
So what kind of potatoes? Because you go to the grocery store, you see a half a dozen different types of potatoes. What are the best ones for frying?
Well, the ones that, like a good Idaho potato that's low in starch. But you can use any potato. As long as the whole trick to making a good French fry is once they're cut, put them in the hottest tap water you can, okay, and let them soak for an hour. Change the water, soak them again. And that releases a lot of the starch.
Would you do the same with sweet potatoes?
I'm sorry, Doug?
Would you do, hold on a second, but we'll get back to this a little bit, and we'll talk about food scams in a few minutes with Chef Louis here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time for our birthday list for this Friday the 27th. Jack Klugman, God love him, is 90 years old. Born this date 1922, Emmy Award winning actor. And The Odd Couple, Quincy, may have been his best role. Is in a lot of movies like Goodbye Columbus. Had smoked way too much, had throat cancer, and the operation cut out his voice box. But he talks, now you can understand, I interviewed him. And it was very difficult to understand what he was saying, but I wanted to have the conversation with him so that I...
How long ago was that?
I don't know.
In recent years?
Four or five years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like, because he doesn't have a voice box, so he answered a question
like Wolfman Jack.
No, Wolfman smoked too much, too, but he still had his voice. But it was similar, not as clear. Wolfman Jack, you understand all the things that he says. Klugman, you can't. Isn't his son an actor now? Isn't he gone on to... Did I see something about his son or a radio? Yes, that's it, exactly. He has a radio show in Portland, Oregon. And because his name is Klugman, he thought he could syndicate it. And because he was Jack Klugman's son. I'm doing a radio show in Portland. Everybody's going to know who I am because of my father. So let's do a syndication.
Right.
And it went no place. Yeah, there it is. All right, anyway, so happy birthday to Jack Klugman. Casey Kasem's birthday.
Hey, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Real name is Kemal Amin Kasim.
Really?
That's his real name.
That I did not know.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to be the first person to tell you that. He starred in American Top 40. He's acted in some television shows, but mostly his voice is what you still hear. In the Scooby-Doo series, for example, Casey Kasem, believe it or not, born this date 1932. He is 80 years old today.
Wow.
And still
good.
Reaching for the stars. Right? Isn't that what, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars? Isn't that the sign-off line? All right.
Something like that. Yeah, keep reaching. I can't remember. Something. You're close.
Something close to that. Joyce Betterill, better known as Judy Carne. She was on Laugh-In to begin with. She's the Sock It To Me lady. Everybody know who that? You probably
I
know
do.
Heather better.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
So 73, she is today, born this day, 1939. Next, Jerry Mercer, the drummer for April Wine.
Just between you and me. Baby, I know how love will be.
This country act.
Don't know. I don't know them.
All right, let's get to Cuba Gooding Sr., who is the lead singer with the main ingredient, if you didn't know that, Cuba Gooding's father founded the group The Main Ingredient. That's what Cuba Gooding grew up around.
Don't you want to get up and do steps today?
Well, yeah. That's not really fair because he actually left the son while
he
was
did?
Growing up. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not a good daddy.
Really?
Yeah. They sort of made amends, but...
Really? Huh. He kept his name, though. And I mean, if he...
He did.
His father wasn't a good guy, I would... The first, if I was named Junior, the first thing I'd do is drop Junior. Or Senior. Oh, yeah, I think that would be...
Or just make your name a symbol.
Right, yeah. Or become Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. All right, next on the list is Kate Pearson, who's with the B-52.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God love this
woman.
She's 64 today.
She looks awesome. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Is right. Herbie Morrell, a singer with the Stylistics. Bit of a contemporary, another one of the groups like the Main Ingredient. They were around together. I always like their. I like the Stylistics better than Main Ingredient for whatever the reason. They're more cut out of the Philadelphia groove. And
I always like Blue Magic.
The OJs, that kind of
from
stuff.
That
right.
Era.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Yep, yep. Here's Ace Frehley, guitarist for Kiss, 61 today.
Perfect for a Friday.
Said happy birthday to Sheena Easton. Will Boyd, the bass player for Evanescence.
Evanescence, yeah.
33 today, 28 after on Good Day.
A woman, her dog, and her man. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Wait a minute. Where's the dog?
I told you, he took off.
You were on the phone, right?
You lost the dog while you were talking on the phone.
Oh. Diane Keaton and Kevin Klein play a long married couple whose relationship is in some ways tested, in other ways saved, by the disappearance of their dog in Darling Companion, the new film from writer-director Lawrence Kasdan. Kasdan's movie scripts include Raiders of the Lost Ark, Body Heat, and The Accidental Tourist. In Darling Companion, he revisits one of his favorite topics, the complex relationships between men and women. Besides Keaton and Klein, the movie also features Oscar winner Diane Wiest and Oscar nominee Richard Jenkins.
It's about a huge variety of companionships. The central relationship is a married couple who've been married for 30 years or more. But there is also a relationship between Diane Wiest and Richard Jenkins that is a brand new relationship of people who are starting over in their life and who are also of that age and has all the passion and playfulness that you have when you're starting a new relationship, no matter what age you are.
Does Hollywood, does the filmmaking industry sort of shy away from that kind of story?
Absolutely, as you all know.
Yeah. Why is that?
The focus of Hollywood, they're looking for movies that can be franchised, can have 50 or 60 commercial tie-ins. Those things tend not to be the more complicated or mature stories about people.
For a woman, there are physical changes that affect everything.
Oh, tell me about being a woman.
I think that the anger you're feeling is not actually about me. It's hormonal.
No, not menopause. It actually is about you.
You've made 6 movies with Kevin Klein. Why do you like working with him?
He can do anything. He's a great guy. He is funny as hell. He has a slightly skewed view of the world that probably matches up with mine.
Darling Companion stars Diane Keaton, Kevin Klein, Diane Wiest, and Richard.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Conversation about food, cooking, and what makes your stomach feel good. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, and Chef Louis DeAngelis here. Friends on Facebook and followers on Twitter are going to get a sneak peek of the first Does This Make Any Sense? The video blog. You can check it out. I am the star of that video blog, by the way, in case you just want to know. there's probably a television program here. I said this to Heather yesterday. We went out, and it's so easy to tape and do stuff now. Louis, you'll appreciate this, getting involved in local politics. There was a meeting that one of the boards in town had, lasted an hour, and the discussion topic was whether to cut down two trees. They brought in four experts, who knows how much they paid each of them an hour, to discuss the taking down of these two trees. And I thought, this is the beginning of the end. Does this? And so from that comes a video blog I'm going to do every day or as often as I can. Does this make any sense at all? And so I stand there. Heather is the not the choreographer. She's the videographer. kind of the choreographer too. Anyway, you can check it out if you go to the Facebook page and to Twitter.
And Twitter,
right?
Yeah.
You get it there. Okay. Before we get to food scams, we were talking about the largest users of potatoes, and I wanted to focus on something that you said about where they come from. Now, most people think McDonald's themselves contracts with these people, the growers, and prepares, has its own people cutting up the potatoes, and they freeze them and they send them and they're supposed to be fried. But in fact, there are many regional food suppliers. You mentioned Sysco. I think there's another company called McLean, but there are a number of these food service providers. So do they buy from one? Is there a consistency? I mean, you like to think that fish, the fish sandwich that's cut into, you know, the fish that grows looks like a cube, you know, those kind of fish, or that hamburger or whatever it is, all comes from the same place. But in fact, they are regional, And one wonders whether it's the same beef that goes to Burger King or Wendy's. Do they all buy from the same source? And is it just the name on the door that's different?
Well, Doug, you know, the sad thing is that these CEOs and executives of all of these food purveyors, they claim, they have a very nice name for it. They call it a fiduciary duty. And what it really boils down to is, where do I get the ingredients for my foods the cheapest place? And that's
right.
What it is.
Yeah.
If you walk into one of those places, I mean, they have, more so than chefs and cooks, they have buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are on the phone all day long looking for the best deal on the best potato, the best deal on this, the best deal on that. And they buy it by the truckload or the car.
But is that McDonald's doing it, buying it from Sysco? Is it Sysco doing it, buying it from the potato growers? What's the food chain, if you'll pardon the pun?
Well, at McDonald's, most of their items, from what I understand, it's a pretty guarded secret. Most of their items, they do produce, they buy themselves, but they do it the same way. I mean, any food buyer knows that, they're going to shop every day. I know for a fact with Popeyes, the chain of Popeyes, for example,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a contract that runs usually for a year. And their deal for their chicken is that they'll take X amount of pounds per week. We're into the hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
But the chickens have to be exactly 1 1/4 pound, and they have to, there's certain criteria. And it's by weight that they do it strictly so they can, cut them up, and it's profitable for them to sell it by the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens to these places. It boils down to what they call a fiduciary duty or increased profit margins. And that's
isn't that
how
amazing?
Works.
Yeah, really. So not about quality, it's all about price.
Yeah.
Has nothing. So what we were talking about sweet potatoes, and you had something else that you wanted to add. There are sweet potatoes now. You can get them fried in what we consider to be better restaurants, right?
Right. You got to be careful when you do that at home, because they cook up. As hard as they are, they fry up awfully fast. And you can end up with, because it's the sugar content in them, you can end up with a real mess on your hands if you're not careful. But regular potatoes, the best way is to soak them for 2 hours. Change the water halfway through. And after they're soaked, pat them dry, and then fry them twice.
Fry them twice.
After 4 minutes, pull them out, let them rest, put them back in the fryer. Then take them out, and you get a good crispy outside and almost like a mashed potato consistency on the inside. And that is the real definition of a pommes frites, of a good French fry.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's helpful and instructive. In a moment, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here to help us with one of the major problems the food industry has at the moment, fraud. How does it affect you when you're buying or preparing food scams and frauds coming up here on Good Day?
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
In a new study released today, parents report 1 in 3 children who play team sports sustain injuries severe enough to require medical treatment. According to the report, commissioned by Safe Kids Worldwide and Johnson & Johnson, parents and coaches have misperceptions that result in overuse injuries, dehydration, and repeated concussions. More education is needed. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
With simple precautions, we can keep our kids healthy and enjoying the benefits of sports. Kids should take 1 to 2 days off from sports each week and at least 2 months away from a specific sport every year to protect against overuse injuries, overtraining, and burnout. Make sure your kids drink water every 15 to 20 minutes during play, and if you suspect your child has had a concussion, take them out of the game until cleared by a physician. When in doubt, sit them out.
For more tips, visit safekids.org.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us on the Good Day program. We have in our focus now the kinds of things. When you say scam, I think of Steve Wiseman, who's the attorney that advises us a lot here on this program. And his whole career, his whole practice is built around preventing people from being taken advantage of. So what kind of scam or fraudulent problems are there in the food industry? Are we talking about restaurants? Are we talking about food that you buy in the supermarket? What are we talking about here?
We're talking about both, Doug. Let's take olive oil, for example. And Roberta's going to get a laugh out of this. For years, we've learned, you know, that olive oil is healthy for us and it's good for us. So they automatically have labeled everything olive oil. In the meantime, when we had our restaurant back in the 70s, they tried selling us. We were getting our olive oil from a small farm out in Sicily, a family that we knew that made it themselves. And one of the food sellers came in and wanted to sell us this stuff called Caruso salad oil, which is 95% vegetable oil, 5% a very strong olive oil, and it would fool most people.
Flavors.
But it doesn't. Yeah, it's just flavored. And nowadays, and they've conditioned you. When you go to a sub shop now, you go to a Subway, you go to a restaurant, and they ask you, what kind of salad dressing do you want? They give you a choice. They say, okay, you want blue cheese, you want ranch, or you want oil and vinegar. They no longer say olive oil and vinegar. It's just oil and vinegar. Because what you're getting is vegetable oil. You know, you're just getting sometimes they flavor it with hazelnut oil just to make it seem like it's olive oil. But that's the big scam. I mean, you think you're getting something healthy, and you're not. You're getting just liquid fat. Same thing happens with milk. Look at what happened. You know, you and I know about 2% milk being bad for you. But you know that the way it's labeled is so incorrect. It's so fraudulent. 2% milk, they're allowed now to label it according to weight. So it's 2% fat per weight. But by content, it's 33% of the calories that are in that glass of 2% milk come from fat. So it really should be called 33% milk. But because you can do it by weight, they fraudulently say it's 2% milk.
Mm. Great.
And look at honey. You go into a KFC and have these little packets that say honey on it.
Right.
But if you follow the chain on it, it's simple syrup flavored with artificial honey. Saffron. You buy that saffron rice. Saffron is $110 an ounce. And you think for $1.99, you buy that little package of saffron rice or yellow rice, if that's really saffron in it?
Yes.
$1.99.
What is your problem?
You mean it's not?
Huh? And then
so what is it? The question, you're begging the question, what is it? And how do they get away with calling it saffron if it's not?
Probably some sort of insect part.
Yeah, let me show you the worst of the worst, okay? How do they get away with it? Look at all the expense diners, the guys that take people out to eat. One of the biggest things that they've written about is they like to take guys to a restaurant. They take clients to a restaurant and lavish them with a Kobe beef dinner. And there's so many restaurants that have Kobe beef steaks on the menu. They have Kobe beef on the Internet. You can buy it online. And there's no such a thing as that in this country. That's the biggest lie there is. Kobe beef is strictly from the Hajima Prefecture, and these are cattle that are raised in Kobe, period.
Where's Kobe?
Kobe is in Japan, in that one little prefecture. I think it's called Hajima, I can't remember.
They have room? I didn't think they raised any animals in Japan because they didn't have any room.
Well, believe it or not, there's only 3,000 head of cattle, and they're registered. Just like my bloodhound, I can go back 100 years and find in his papers to make sure that there wasn't a poodle involved somewhere. I mean, he's a purebred. Well, the same thing with these cow there. And when a steak is served in Japan that says Kobe beef, it comes with a registration number. So you can look at the cow's history You can look at its genealogy, go back a couple hundred years. A Kobe, to be registered Kobe, it has to eat Kobe grass. It has to be living in Kobe all its life. Its family had it. It's heritage. And it has to be slaughtered in a slaughterhouse. And there's only three slaughterhouses in Kobe. And none of them are USDA approved for export to America. So whenever you walk into a store and I've seen restaurants with Kobe beef hot dogs for $26. They're just a name. See, we've had this impression that China's robbing us of all our intellectual property and our trademarks. Well, we're doing the same to Japan because they don't count here. So Kobe sounds like a good word. I'm going to use it on my cows. You could turn around and say that your milk is Kobe beef milk if you want. And you're perfectly legal.
Japanese milk from cows with slanted eyes. Yeah. I'm politically correct.
Or chef.
Step away. Step away.
Get around it,
step away, little
no.
Dougie.
Keep going, Louie.
Get around it. They're calling cows Wagyu beef now. W-A-G-Y-U, Wagyu. It comes from Australia. There's supposedly herds of it out there. It's $40, $50 a pound. Well, the word Wagyu in Japan, in Japanese, means Japanese cattle. That's, you know, that's all it means. It's just a word.
All right, so that's kind of the same thing. This is maybe a stretch. We have a lot of foreign language radio stations in our country, and they say all, apparently, for people that I know in the business, there are all kinds of things that these people, no matter what the language, whether it's Korean, whether it's Russian, Chinese, Spanish, you name it, they say all kinds of outrageous things that were they to be translated to English wouldn't be legal. They'd be fined for doing it, but they can do it because they can do it. So I'm just wondering if the same thing holds true. Nobody knows what the words mean, so just use them willy-nilly. There are no stemmy. Who in the government is going to say, okay, this Japanese word means this? They just hear it, and it sort of sounds intriguing, so let's use the word. It's that silly, isn't it?
It becomes a blanket statement is what it is. And because Kobe is a trademarked and patented process and a trademarked name in Japan, that is not protected in this country. So we can call anything we want Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it. And they're selling the stuff for $50 to $150 a pound. When, you know, the truth of the matter is that there are cattle and there's some ranchers and producers out in the Midwest that their meat is probably as good, if not better, than the Kobe. I mean, I'm not saying it's...
But it's sales. It's what you're... It's marketing. It's not... It's nothing to do with the beef. It's just... It's all about sales.
Well, you said it before. You said the magic word before, quality. There is none. There's no quality control here. They don't care.
Well, but we're being hoodwinked because you... How much money are we spending? How many taxpayers have every, how much of this, how much money does it cost to have these people on the payroll? How many taxpayers, the average taxpayer pays what, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year in federal taxes?
Mm-hmm.
So how many of those people does it take to pay for a program like this? This is the way to evaluate these programs. How many people have to work hard all year to pay their taxes to the federal government for them to waste it on some program like the FDA inspection? Or the USDA inspection, that kind of stuff, which is a joke.
It is. You know, I've said it before, you know, when we had the pasta factory, you know, and I would watch the USDA guy, we had to have an office for him. He'd come in once a week when it was meat day, when we did meat fillings. And all he would do is ask us, what's the temperature of the meat room? Okay, it's 41 degrees. All right, I'll be in my office. He's in there on his cell phone talking to God knows who. And when we get done with the run, we go in and tell him we're done. We say, okay, is everything clean, good, it's all washed? Yeah, fine. And he's gone. And that would cost you $10,000 a year. And it was like, why in the world are we doing this? Why is it, and the only question I have to ask is, why is it the USDA always tells you about a listeria bacteria in chopped meat after someone's been infected,
right,
and not at the point of where it was made?
Yeah,
why
aren't
you there testing?
Same thing with the raw milk stuff. It's the same with all this stuff. It's all serving
after the horse runs out.
Well, it's serving the master. They don't want to put too many of these people in trouble, the big meat producers, the big agri businesses. All right, so look out for these food scams, courtesy of Chef Louie here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Hey. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Anxiety and drama at a number of airports. Everything from a health scare to a doggy on the runway. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start in Chicago. A Delta flight that had landed in Chicago from Detroit, where about 50 passengers on that plane were detained for more than 2 hours yesterday due to a health scare. Detained isn't actually the right word here. Quarantine is the word. Kayla Sander was on that flight. She gives us a sense of what it was like.
We're looking outside of our window, and there are people suiting people up in masks and in gloves. And, you know, you only see that stuff in the movie.
Health technicians eventually released everyone on the plane after it was determined that a woman on the flight arriving from Africa did not have monkeypox. Elsewhere, at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday, U.S. Airways workers took on an unusual task when they nabbed an escaped inmate right on the tarmac. John Riebeisel was being transported from Detroit to Phoenix yesterday by a pair of deputies. He somehow managed to break free, but ended up running right into U.S. Airways employees who held him until police arrived. Riebeisel had been facing only drug-related charges until yesterday. He's now expected to face a host of additional charges. And this past Wednesday, at New York's busy LaGuardia Airport, there were some flight delays. In fact, for a few minutes, all flights came to a halt. The reason? Birdie. No, in this case, we're not talking about another bird colliding with a plane. Birdie is a doggy, a Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy who somehow got loose while being loaded onto a flight to Memphis. Here's an air traffic controller addressing the situation.
Do you see any animals around there? Have you got a dog running around like crazy?
Yes, he said. A dog was running around like crazy. Birdie, in fact, ran around for a while, but then decided to relax right on the runway. Officials did eventually track down the owner. Birdie was returned. No one hurt. A happy ending. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800
800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
On Wall Street, a good day for the stock market. Triple-digit gain for the Dow. Up 114 points, closing at 13,205. NASDAQ jumped 21 points. S&P with a 9-point gain. Oil prices up 48 cents a barrel, finishing at $104.60. News you already know. Mitt Romney, barring something unforeseen, will be the Republican nominee for president. And that means all the others who were presidential candidates will be lining up to endorse him if they haven't already. And that includes Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, who has stopped just short of endorsing Mitt Romney.
As the line says in The Wizard of Oz, all in good time, my pretty. It will happen.
Why hasn't Bachmann officially endorsed Romney yet? Nobody's sure. If you are a pro football fan, then you had a field day last night, the NFL draft, and the first pick was no surprise.
With the first pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Andrew Luck, quarterback, Stanford.
Andrew Luck, who will replace Peyton Manning, who was let go by the Colts after last season. The NFL draft will continue for a couple of more days. And finally, let's take a trip back to school. As we get older, many of us can't remember what we had for breakfast, but we'll always remember the names of the teachers who mattered most to us, the ones who made a difference. Earlier this week at the White House, one such teacher was honored.
2012 National Teacher of the Year, Rebecca Milwaukee from Burbank, California.
43-year-old Rebecca Milwaukee, who, said President Obama, is the definition of above and beyond. Rebecca teaches in a racially diverse middle school near Los Angeles. And what did Rebecca have to say about being named Teacher of the Year?
I am not the best teacher in America. There isn't one. All across this nation, there are millions of teachers who do the work that I do, and many do it better.
It's a safe bet Rebecca's students might not agree with that. Congratulations to Rebecca Milwaukee of Burbank. I wonder if there's a Rebecca Burbank of Milwaukee. These things keep me off the diet. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.